Miss Stone. Would you care to inaugurate your new intercom system with a couple of choice words?
Yes. All I do is turn this little knob when
that's
I want to talk.
That's all there is to it.
Now, remember, Mother, it should be something solemn and dignified.
Oh, well, I was just going to tell Daddy we're having meatloaf sandwiches for lunch.
No, Mother, it should be something inspiring and historic.
I've been getting by for years with just plain 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, it's very difficult to be historic at a moment's notice, Mary. Why don't you speak first, and I'll go listen with Daddy. Don't be nervous, honey. Now, go ahead.
Okay.
Make it a short historic announcement, huh, please, so I can get back to the shop right away.
Alex, stand by for...
Hi, darling.
Oh, Bob, when did you get back?
Just this morning. You look marvelous.
Oh, thank you.
He just got in 2 minutes ago, still full of French champagne.
No, that's a lie. I didn't touch a drop. Oh, I drank a few gallons, but I didn't touch a drop.
How did it go? Were you a success?
Oh, naturally. I read my paper for the assembled delegates. They all listened respectfully. Mm-hmm. Then a very eminent French obstetrician said, "Return to America, doctor. There is nothing we can teach you here."
Local boy makes good. That was good, wasn't it?
Well, he smiled when he said it.
Alex, we'll have to have a homecoming party for Bob.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. How about Friday night?
Fine.
Good.
You know, it's great to go away. Pretty girls make a fuss over you when you come home.
Hey, what's going on?
Shh, I'm about to inaugurate our new intercom.
Hey, what have you got on your arm?
Will you please be quiet?
Now, those are mine. Who said you could wear them?
Shut up.
How are the kids?
Oh, Bo, need you ask? They're marvelous. Perfect. Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
The next voice you hear will be Mary's. Now, listen.
You hand them over. Take your grubby hands off of me, Jan. You give back to me.
You're breaking my rib.
That's what I'm trying to do.
If that's perfect, what do they sound like when they're being horrible?
Daddy, will you please tell this repulsive creature to keep his hands to himself?
Why repulsive? She ruined my magic trick.
At ease, one at a time. Ladies first.
Well, Daddy, I saw these rings lying around, and I thought they'd make...
Lying around? She swiped them out of my magic trick. You don't know
anything. All right, cool her down, both of you. Mary. Now, you know that those rings are part of Jeff's magic set.
Tell her, Dad.
But on the other hand, has she ruined the rings by wearing them?
Well, no, but why's she got to latch onto my things without asking me?
Well, you didn't ask Mary when you latched onto her tennis racket last week.
Well, no, but I got chopped to pieces for it.
Jeff, there's no harm in Mary's wearing your magic rings when you're not using them.
I should have known you'd decide it that way. I never win.
Oh, here, Jeff, take your magic rings if they mean so much to you.
No, you keep them. You can wear them in your nose for all I care.
Jeff, stop acting like a baby.
Jeff, stop acting like a baby. It's all right for Mary to wear your magic rings, but if I touch her tennis racket, shoom, off to the electric chair.
All right, Jeffy boy. Your mom home? Got a special today in my spot remover.
I tried that sample you left, and it burned a hole in my sweater.
Well, next time, follow my mimeograph instructions. Now, where's your mom?
Inside, poisoning my lunch.
What are you so happy about?
What's that sister of mine? Everything she does, she gets a gold medal for it. Everything I do.
I know. It's just like me and my creepy brother Lionel. Just because he is older. Jeffy boy, we're up against the law of vanishing returns.
Law of what?
Well, vanishing returns. Well, take Mary, for instance. How did your parents act when she was born?
Well, I wasn't around. She got here first, as usual.
Well, they probably declared a national holiday or something. But what happened when you got born?
I don't remember.
Nothing. They had it up to here by then. It's the law of vanishing returns. How were your grades last semester?
Pretty bad. Mostly C's. I got a couple of B's, though.
And what did Mary get?
Mostly A's. She studies.
But if you studied, you'd get straight A's, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
See? You're as smart as she is. Smarter. So why shouldn't you have the same privileges? You and me, we're in the same boat. The S.S. Misery. Your only chance is to stick it out till Mary grows up and leaves. Just like me and Lionel. Till then, they get the apples, and we get the worms.
Hey, Mother, can I stay up for the party?
Well, we'll see.
Okay, if you let me stay up, I'll play the piano for you.
Mary, we'd love to hear you play, but this is a grown-up party.
Well, I'm practically grown-up, Daddy, and, well, Uncle Bo's mad about music. You know he always asks me to play, Mother.
If Uncle Bo asks you to play, you can play something short.
Like the minute waltz.
That'll drive him out of the house in 10 seconds flat. Listen, if it's entertainment you want, I'll be right back.
The minute waltz will be fine, but only if Uncle Bo asks you.
Okay. Here, Mom, pick a card. This will stupefy you.
And practice so that it doesn't take longer than a minute.
Okay, and for an encore...
Mom, you didn't even look at the card.
Yes, I did, dear. It was the Ace of Diamonds.
Mom, I'm supposed to tell you.
What difference does it make, Jeff? Look at your cards. They're all the Ace of Diamonds.
Jeff, we know the trick.
Well, no one at the party will know if she keeps her mouth buttoned up.
What party? You'll be in bed.
Mom, well, I have to go to bed.
Well, after all, dear, your bedtime is 8:30.
Well, maybe we can stretch a point and make it 9.
Some stretch. Mary gets to stay up, but I can't.
Jeff, she's older than you are.
I know. I know. I'm up against the law of vanishing returns.
What in the world is wrong with him?
Ask me something easy. For instance, what is the law of vanishing returns?
If you like that sort of thing. Your folks let you stay out this late?
What they don't know won't hurt them. Your folks always send you up to your room whenever they throw a party.
Well, I left because I got bored.
Sure. Well, I'm going down to the drugstore and bore myself into a soda. Want to come along?
Well, I'd like to, only I'm broke.
Oh, that's okay. I'll loan you the dough.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of beat.
See, that's Mary playing, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the big reason why I walked out.
Hey, listen to the hand she's getting.
I just remembered, I do have some money. I'm coming with you.
You outdid yourself tonight, sweetie. Played the minute waltz in 59 seconds, a new record.
Well, are you sure you don't want to hear the Turkish march before you go?
No, what? Dear, it's too late. And besides, doctors have to get up early.
Oh, okay, but I could have played all night. Good night, Mother.
Good night,
Daddy. Good night, Uncle.
Good night, honey. Ah, she's a doll, that one.
Yes, we kind of like her.
Say, I wanted to ask you, is something bothering Jeff?
What?
Well, when he said good night, he asked me if I had any books on psychology. Said he wanted to read up on... the law of vanishing returns.
Suppose ails him.
You got me. If you have a copy of that book, I'd like to read it.
So would I. Good night, honey.
Good night,
Thanks
y'all.
Again.
Good night, Bob. Good night, see you soon.
Good night. I'll just go out and see if Jeff's covered.
Okay, now.
Jeff? Jeff?
Hello?
could be wrong, but that looks like Jeff. Darling, are you you sure you weren't imagining things?
I give you my word, this bed wasn't even turned down.
Okay, so I'm guilty. Warm up the electric chair.
Good morning, Jeff. What would you like for breakfast?
Don't bother, I can get it myself.
Chicken leg?
Oh, excuse me. Were you saving it for Mary?
Don't be silly. If you want a chicken dinner for breakfast, go ahead.
Oh, I want a few more details about your excursion last night.
I just felt like taking a little stroll.
I know you've told us that, but why?
To get a chocolate soda.
Why?
Because I like chocolate sodas.
You know you're going to be punished.
Well, naturally. On second thought, I don't think I'm very hungry.
Nothing like a midnight soda to take the edge off your appetite, is there?
Jeff, you've got to eat something. Here.
This is a switch. An apple instead of a worm.
I don't like your attitude, your behavior, or your tone of voice. Now, I want to know why you went out last night.
I just felt like taking a little stroll.
Hiya, Jeff, old man.
Hi, Uncle Bo.
What can I do for you?
Well, I got a pretty serious problem, so I came to see you.
Well, I'm very glad you did. Come on, sit down, huh?
Thanks. You know, I kind of wish you were a psychiatrist, though. It's that kind of a problem.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't think you were going to have a baby. Well, I'm fairly well versed in psychology, Jeff. Would you, care to lie down and we'll analyze the situation?
Well, no, thanks. Anyway, this could be a hopeless problem.
Oh. Well, before you abandon hope, Jeff, let me tell you something. I've known you for quite a few years, and in my opinion, you're as close to being a normal, well-adjusted boy as anyone. So whatever's wrong with you, it can't be too serious.
Who said anything about me? I'm talking about Mom and Dad.
So, what it amounts to is this. Jeff is firmly convinced that you love Mary much more than you love him. That is, if you love him at all.
But that's awful. What did you say, Bo?
Well, I listened. I said, uh-huh, go ahead. You know, things like that.
Brilliant. Masterful. Why didn't you tell him the truth?
Look, he's your son, not mine. I could tell him that you love him till I'm blue in the face, but...
I think you're right. Alex, we've got to go have a talk with him.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. How are you going to introduce the subject?
Well, I'll just simply say that you came...
That I came over and violated a professional confidence. Did I rat it on him?
Well, you did, didn't you?
Okay, so I'm a rat. Let's keep that between the three of us, huh?
All right, now, what are we going to do about this?
Well, of course, I'm not as brilliant and masterful as some people, but I'd say the best way would be if Jeff kind of accidentally stumbled on some evidence that you love him. I don't know just what to suggest, but...
Hey, Mom, are you home?
Yes, sweetheart, darling.
Control yourself.
All right, all right. I'll just go see what he wants. Yes, sweetheart. What is it?
Mom, is it all right if I have some of the ice cream in the refrigerator? Or is it all for Mary?
Oh, well, of course not. Take as much as you like. Take it all, honey.
Mom, do you want me to make myself sick?
Take as much as you like, honey. Here, I'll get it for you.
Don't bother. I can manage. Mom.
Sweetheart, Wouldn't you like a dish instead?
If you insist.
Jivvy boy.
Hi, Zach.
Say, that wouldn't be chocolate ice cream you're working on.
Well, it's not corn on the cob. Go get a spoon and join me.
Tell your mom I changed the formula for my spotting board.
What'd you do? Take out the carbolic acid?
I'll cheerfully refund the price if it burns holes in any clothes.
Hey, this is a pretty neat deal.
Who needs it? You know, when I think how hard I practiced to put on a show for my folks.
You finally know the score, huh?
Saying I love you over an intercom, that's ridiculous. Am I right, Bo?
Well, there's no harm in trying, is there, Bo?
How did I get in this anyway? Me, a childless bachelor.
Well, Alex, do you have a better idea? We've got to do something. That poor child is in there eating his heart out.
Tell you what, I'll take this shit off your hands. Give you 50 cents for it.
50 cents? It cost me over $2.
Jeffy boy, take a look at the nick on that. And look at the crack in this thing, see?
Oh, all right, you can have it for 50 cents. I'll never touch it again anyway.
It's a deal. Everything all here?
Well, everything except the handkerchief trick. That's up in my room. I'll get it for you.
Darling, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're busy, but there's something we really should talk about. I mean, we really should.
Yes, I am busy, dear, but...
I wonder who left that thing on.
Well, lately I've noticed certain telltale signs of resentment. A feeling that we're playing favoritism. I mean, like when Jeff wanted to put on his magic show at the party, we let Mary play the piano instead, and we sent Jeff off to bed. Now take the ice cream and the chicken leg. Imagine Jeff thinking we were saving it for Mary. You know what I think? I think that Jeff thinks that we love Mary more than we love him. That's what I think. What do you think, dear?
I think it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
It's so obvious. I mean, we give Mary so many privileges that Jeff doesn't have. Yes, she has a key to the house, and she gets to go to movies at night just because she's older. Poor Jeff, he's been up against the law of vanishing returns for so long that I don't blame him for becoming better wife. When I think about it, I could cry.
Oh, now, listen, if you're going to start to blubber, I'm going to...
Jeff doesn't know it, but I was frantic with worry when I found him gone last night. Why, there isn't a night goes by that I don't go up to his room and check to see if he's kicked the covers off him. No, I shouldn't treat him like a baby, but I do, because he is my baby. He always will be.
Well, I guess if we had a dozen like Mary, I couldn't love them any more than I do Jeff. When I meet someone, you know the first thing I do? First thing I do is take out my wallet and show them pictures of Mary and Jeff. Now, I wouldn't want this to get back to Mary, but the picture I show first is Jeff's. Jeff's resentment is essentially juvenile. Now, every youngster with an older...
Here we are. Hope you have better luck with it than I did.
It's no sale. I changed my mind.
All right, you can have it for 40 cents. A quarter? All right, take it for nothing.
Listen, you juvenile. Your mom and dad got this set for you, and the least you can do is put on a little show for them. Or is that asking too much?
Well, they'd walk out right in the middle. You said so yourself.
Have you flipped or something? You talk like they don't love you.
Well, what'd they do? Repeal the law of vanishing returns?
Try staying awake the next time you have to go to sleep. And you'll probably find your mother coming in and make sure you haven't kicked the covers off. And you think they don't love you as much as Lionel.
Lionel? How'd he get in on this?
I mean Mary. And I'll tell you another thing. Do you know probably the first thing your dad does when people walk into his office?
Sure, he takes their temperature.
No, wise guy. He probably shows them photos of you and Mary. And guess whose photo he shows them first?
Mine?
Probably.
How do you know so much?
Listen, if you weren't such a dope, you'd realize that when you got as old as Lionel, you'd have the same privileges he had.
Lionel?
I mean Mary, you dope.
Well, Jeff, you're still eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Chocolate ice cream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
What is this?
Mom, do you ever come into my room at nights to make sure that I haven't kicked off the covers?
Oh, here goes my last well-kept secret. Do you mind?
No. But in a way, it's kind of treating me like a... No, I don't mind. Dan, did you ever show people pictures of Mary and me?
What is this, a third degree? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, whose do you show first, Mary's or mine?
Well, I wouldn't want this to get back to Mary, but since you're the youngest, I always show yours first. Why?
Nothing. Do you want to know why I crawled out of the window last night? It was because I was feeling sorry for myself. Because I wanted to stay up late like Mary and show off my magic tricks.
I understand, Jeff.
Jeff, why don't you do a magic show for us?
Well, would you come?
I'd be honored.
So would I. Maybe Uncle Bo can come, too.
Oh, great! I'm gonna start brushing up on my magic tricks right now!
A ridiculous idea, huh?
Well, it was ridiculous. But I've got to hand it to you. It worked like...
Mom, if you and Dad only knew the stupid ideas I had about you. Well, if it hadn't been for Zachary setting me straight,
Zachary setting you straight?
You didn't by any chance overhear a conversation on the intercom, did you?
Of course not. I turned it off just as soon as you two started talking. Boy, when you see the show I put on, it'll stupefy you.
I'm stupefied enough right now.
Hi, Mrs. Stone, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Zach.
Zachary.
Forgot my hat. No, that's a pretty neat unit you got there. Yeah, it's really okay.
Yes, isn't it? How did my voice come over?
Clear as a bell. Dr. Stone's was kind of fuzzy. I got a couple of orders to deliver. I'll be seeing you.
Zachary, don't you want my order?
I suppose you're going to order me out of your house.
No. What I had in mind was a couple of bottles of your marvelous spot remover.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. What are a few holes, more or less? Give us four bottles.
Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you.
Don't bother paying me now. I'll bill you later.
All right.
Goodbye, Zachary.
Bye, Zachary.
Bye.
He's really a very nice boy.